The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm talking to James down at State Cinemas. That means we're here for another film preview, catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas. Hi, James. Thanks for joining us.
Matt, it's always a pleasure, never a chore.
Ha ha, what a charmer you are. Down at State Cinemas, you're apparently pretty much bang smack in the middle of the New Zealand International Film Festival. How's that been going?
We are elbow deep in the film festival.
Yes.
And it's going thoroughly well. It's always the highlight of the year, or one of the highlights of the year, and this year's no exception. Really great attendance. Some big films, lots of really interesting documentaries. Yeah, a pleasure to be a part of, an honour, nay, a privilege to be a part of.
And that's good.
Come down, check out the website, what's coming up. We've added extra sessions for a couple of films. We've added an extra session for the Fred Dagg film and also the Don McGlashan film because they had sold out within moments. It was almost as hard getting tickets for those as it was for the Oasis gig. So, you know.
Okay, good. I just spoke to someone who has seen the George Orwell documentary and they said that was really good.
One of the titans of the 20th century, Eric Arthur Blair, such an important literary work, fascinating figure.
Mm.
And I believe Tony Blair's like great step uncle or something. So not his biggest claim to fame. I'm sure it doesn't come up in the documentary. But an example of the fantastic films that we have playing.
There you go. All right, so you can get all the information about the New Zealand International Film Festival off the website. Have you still got some of the physical brochures floating around?
We do, actually. And they're really worth getting out. A lovely little synopsis of the films that we're getting. Also, a good little memento of a fabulous event.
Exactly. All right, let's move into other screenings that are happening, and I'm gathering you've got a few new releases lined up for the week.
We do. It's a heavy new release week, actually, which is always very exciting. There's lots to see down at State. We have got, let's start at the beginning with one that I know some my nieces are terrifically excited about. We have got The Conjuring Last Rites, which is final film in the Conjuring series. You follow old Ed and Lorraine, the Warrens, on their biggest adventure yet. So it's all paranormal, it's all, you know, it's exorcism.
Yeah.
You know, reportedly based on real events, but we'll, you know, take that with as many pinches of salt as you wish. Yeah, so they face a demon that they faced very early in their careers, didn't quite vanish properly. So it's very much looking into themselves and dealing with past traumas that they didn't manage to fully see off.
Okay.
And if you liked the previous Conjuring films, needless to say, this is more of the same.
Yep.
So that's The Conjuring Last Rites. It's an R16 and that is showing every day, multiple times a day. You can get your spooky thrills whenever you wish.
Okay. The Conjuring Last Rites. Now, you're going to need some ID for this one.
Oh, 100%. You need some ID and possibly some holy water as well.
I think I did see the trailer somewhere and it looked a little bit spooky. It's not a franchise I've probably seen past the first one, but anyway, spooky.
It is a very, very popular franchise.
Yeah.
Both of my nieces, who are over 16, I hate to add. Particularly so, because I'm old, are super excited and nagging Uncle James to take me to the country, which I will do next week.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, they do all the, it was the Amityville horror they investigated, and some of the other, it's the greatest hits of 20th century haunting they have done.
Wow.
This is their final big bad.
So, if you're into horror, there's certainly a goodie for you. Now, diverging away from horror, or do you have more horror to go this week?
Well, I have a more of an action thriller. This is Bite or Flight, starring Josh Harnett. Josh Harnett is on an aeroplane, and he has to protect one passenger on a flight full of killers. So it's don't expect to come out of this one with a new perspective on life, with moves, philosophy, and, you know, this is very much bangy, crashy on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
But with panache and style. Yeah, looks really good. Josh Hartnett is always a likeable and watchable screen character.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from the producers of the John Wick film, which gives you kind of an idea of the slickness of it. Okay. You're going to get what you expect from this one.
Yeah, look, the trailer looks mad.
Spills and spills aplenty.
Yes, 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 yes. The trailer is certainly action-packed, and you're going, what the... So, yeah, Fight or Flight. Now, it looks like another bit of a highly rated action movie, though.
It is also an R16, so please, please do bring your boarding pass along with your ID for that one. And that is also showing daily multiple times.
Okay.
Come and see Fight or Flight down at State Cinemas and have a lovely, exhilarating time.
Yeah, bit of biffo on a plane.
A bit of biffo on a plane. That on the poster.
Okay. Josh Hartnett, Fight or Flight on at State Cinemas, R16. Do bring your ID. Okay, so two R16 rated movies. What are you doing? Whew. Where do you want to take us next?
Should we make that a trifecta?
Okay, go on.
Let's go to France and go to How to Make a Killing, which is also an R16. This is a comedy crime caper. It is in French with English subtitles. It's much in the mode of Fargo.
Ah.
It's the highest grossing French film of 2025 to date. So a couple have an accident and they accidentally kill two criminals and discover all their money. And as is always the case, they have to decide whether to, you know, take the money and run or come clean. And it wouldn't be much of a film if the authorities owned up. So this is them on the run. And getting mixed up in hijinks and criminal capers, all set in snowy, beautiful snowy scenery. As I said, very, very reminiscent of Fargo. And if it can be, you know, half as good as that film, it's going to be worth seeing. That's How to Make a Killing in French, an R16, and that is also playing daily multiple times. Well worth a watch.
Okay. Cover, well, the poster, slightly reminiscent of Cocaine Bear, but I think it's actually snow.
If Fargo and Cocaine Bear had a movie offspring, it would be this film.
Ah, there you go. How to Make a Killing. Okay, looks good. French language and another
R16. Another R16. We're gonna come back down to earth and... You can leave your identification at home for Sorry Baby. Sorry Baby is a new comedy drama written, directed, starring Eva Victor, who is a newcomer to me, but I believe well-known to many moviegoers, TV watchers.
Yep.
This looks like a really interesting, bittersweet. I think to call it a comedy, like a straight comedy, would be too misleading. Sell it.
Right.
It deals with very heavy themes. It is not going to be for everyone. There are references to trauma triggering events, but she's an incredible presence. It's beautifully written, and it stars a very, very cute cat as well, which always helps. It's another A24 film. That's Sorry Baby.
Okay.
Rated M.
Rated M. I see the poster says a film the world needs. Whew.
That's giving it a lot to live up to there, isn't it?
A little bit. But hey, it does have...
And I'm sure it will.
Yeah, yeah. And the cute cat does definitely sell it.
More so perhaps than a cocaine bear, but, you know, horses to courses.
That's right. Okay. Sorry, Baby. Rated M. Screening plenty of times.
It is absolutely screening plenty of times. That is on daily, kind of lunchtime and early evening.
Nice. Okay. Check out the trailer on the website.
Depending on when you have your lunch, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, you can check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. If you have just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt, talking to James down at State Cinemas. We're covering off some of the new releases happening at the moment. We've had horror, we've had action, we've got a slightly comedic, maybe a bit dramatic We have a story of people on the run with money in the mountains, maybe. Where do we go next?
When you put it like that, it's all going on, isn't it, down here? It's terrifically exciting. How about next I take you very exotically to Dunedin?
Ah, exotic as. Take me there.
This one, I think, will be right up your thing, musician and music aficionado that you are. This is Life in One Chord. It's a documentary about Shane Carter, the singer, musician, frontman of Straightjacket Fits and Double Happies. An absolutely charismatic and remarkable character who is, you know, this is a warts and all, no holds barred documentary of the troubled Dunedin music legend. I don't know, I have to say, an awful lot about Shane Carter. I presume you do know a smidge more.
Maybe a smidge, but you know the best way you could find out more, James? There's a film on at State Cinemas.
You are very good at this. I'm terrifically impressed. The Life in One Chord is showing as part of the New Zealand International Film Festival, but it's also playing concurrently as a regular season.
Nice.
That's playing every day, 3:40 and 8:40 on Thursday, 3:40 on Friday, 8:20 Saturday, 3:40 Monday, and then 3:40 and 8:20 Tuesday and Wednesday. Well worth watching.
Yeah.
I shall be there so that I can learn more about Shane Carter in case I ever have to do a radio show when I have to talk about it.
That's right. Look, an iconic part of the Dunedin sound. So, boy, be well worth checking out. Now, what rating was that, sorry?
That is exempt from rating on account of it being a documentary. However, the parts of it that I have seen have been somewhat sweary and loud. So I wouldn't bring my six-year-old to it. But that's, you know, exempt from rating, I wouldn't have, legally couldn't prevent anyone from doing that.
Fair enough. Okay. Shane Carter, Life in One Chord, check it out. Where do we go next?
Well, speaking of my six-year-old and my two-and-a-half-year-old, it is the school holidays coming up, which is a time that, as parents, we simultaneously really relish and look forward to, but also does, you know, cause us a degree of nervousness of where to fill those long, long empty days when the kids aren't at school. We've got multiple films at stake playing over the school holidays, so this is a fabulous option for a good day out with those sprogs. Maybe, you know, in the second week of the holidays when things are getting a little intense at the house, or on a rainy day when running around outside isn't quite so much of an option.
Okay, so what...
This week, we've got sneak peeks of two kids' films.
Okay.
We've got The Bad Guys 2 and Kangaroo. The Bad Guys 2 is obviously a sequel. It's going to be of no great surprise to you, a sequel to The Bad Guys, which wasn't called The Bad Guys 1, it was just called The Bad Guys. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's a fabulous animated DreamWorks film. More capers from the gang that you got to know within The Bad Guys. I watched The Bad Guys last week with my eldest daughter. Loved it. Great voice cast. Sam Rockwell, Mark Maron, Natasha Lyonne. Fabulous cast. And the English comedian Richard Ioade. So, well worth a watch.
Hey, okay. So, The Bad Guys too. I heard lots, I haven't seen it, but I heard lots of good things about The Bad Guys. My partner is a teacher aide, and I think the kids at the school she works at were very impressed by the original.
Absolutely. It's a DreamWorks animation, so it's quality. It's just really good fun and funny and not talking down to the kids. It's, you know, a caper. Yeah, this is going to be really good, and I shall be going to see it, absolutely.
Nice, okay.
I might even bring my daughter.
that could help. Okay, The Bad Guys 2, one of the kids' films showing. Now, this is a preview. When is this preview?
This is a preview. It's on Saturday, 11 a.m. and 3:35 p.m. and Sunday, 3:35 p.m. We also have another preview session of a movie called Kangaroo, which is a slightly older kid, perhaps. It's Australian. It probably won't be a great surprise to find that out. Australian film looks really, really lovely, much in the mold of Runt that we had a few holidays ago.
Yeah.
It's a story of a chap who runs over a kangaroo, who then nurses the kangaroo and has to stay in a little outback town that he's very unfamiliar with and uncomfortable with. And it probably will come as no surprise that my suspicion is that he manages to fall in love with the quirkiness of this outback town.
Yeah.
And we get to know the fantastic people that live there, and it's inspired by an incredible true story.
Wow.
That's Kangaroo, and that is showing on Sunday at 12:20 p.m. and 3:50 p.m. It's a heartwarming family comedy about an ex-TV personality who becomes stranded in an outback town after a car accident on his way to Broome.
Okay, and who doesn't love Joeys? They look very cute.
This very heavily features a you know, it's part real life, part animatronic, part digital.
Wow.
Joey, that is going to melt hearts worldwide.
Okay, all right. It is rated PG, but it is set to entertain the family. So, yeah, worthwhile checking out. Kangaroo.
We also, worth mentioning that not out this week, but for the holidays, we also have a Dora the Explorer film and a Gabby's Playhouse film. So if those two films that we've just talked about are skewing slightly older children, your wee little ones will be entertained down here at stake as well.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Now we're starting to very, very quickly run out of time, James, on this edition of At the Flicks. So what shall we look at next?
Well, let's go on Moustache Watch and visit India.
Okay.
For our regular Indian cinema session, we have Loka, which is chapter number one of a series, a potential series. It's a Malayalam film, and it is the story of a strong kick-ass. Can I say kick-ass?
You can. Kick-ass
three times now. a strong female lead who takes revenge on various different people with various different arrays of facial hair. It looks like a fabulous action adventure. So, yeah, come and see Loka, Chapter 1.
Okay, Malayalam language, when is it on? And do you have a rating on this one? Did you mention that?
We are awaiting a rating on that one. Often the ratings come in at the very last minute of those.
Yep.
I would suggest, having watched certain parts of it, that this is going to be probably an R16. So especially important to not bring little ones to this and to bring your ID. And that is playing tomorrow at 8:20 p.m. and Sunday at 8:20 p.m., tomorrow being Friday.
Thank you for clearing that one up. Okay, looks good. Now, I'm assuming the lead role does not have one of these glorious moustaches, but the man cowering in the background may well.
Absolutely. Look, to be honest, the moustache count of the trailer was zero, unless we are counting moustaches that go along with beards.
Yes.
I don't know the technicalities of the scoring system that you and Brett had devised, but I'm saying that they don't count unless they are standalone moustaches.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to quietly say I agree with you there.
Oh, we'll have to consult with our captain and leader when he gets back from his sojourn.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so Loka. Once again, you can check out the trailer on the website statecinemas.co.nz. Malayalam language screening Friday night and Sunday night. James, the time is ticking away. Anything else you want to squeeze in very quickly?
I have nothing else to say except come and watch our fabulous, varied selection down at Nelson's inimitable, beloved State Cinemas. We'd love to see you. Check out the schedule on the website. You can always call us if you're having any problems booking online. Call us down at the box office. We'd be more than happy to help. Look forward to seeing you. And Matt, you are a superstar. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, James. Thanks for joining us on another At the Flicks.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.